Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we play music by the new country western group Pistol Annies. We also answer a question about the director Steven Spielberg. But first, we report on a popular new book about baseball.
Take me out to the ball game.
This week marks the release of writer Chad Harbach's first book, The Art of Fielding. The 35-year-old writer spent about 10 years developing this novel about the game of baseball. But The Art of Fielding is about much more than just baseball. It is also a story about love, loss, friendship, family, and growing up. Some critics have praised the book as one of the best first novels to be published in years. Bob Doty has more.
Chad Harbach started his book in 2000. He worked many jobs over the years, often accepting positions that gave him time to write. During this time, he also earned a master's degree and helped create a literary magazine called N Plus One. His financial sacrifice and years of hard work paid off. Last year, several publishing companies competed for the right to buy The Art of Fielding. Reports say Chad Harbach received over $600,000 for the book. Not bad for a first-time novelist. The Art of Fielding takes place at a small college in Wisconsin, the state where the writer grew up. Henry Scrimshander is starting his first year at Westish College and quickly becomes its star baseball player. Henry is so good that he soon captures the attention of professional baseball teams. But early in the book, he suffers a mental crisis. Henry becomes filled with self-doubt and starts to make serious mistakes during games. The other main characters in the book face their own problems. Catcher Mike Schwartz realizes that all the time he spent helping Henry become a star has threatened his plans for the future. College president Gert Affenlight falls in love with another student on the baseball team. Gert's daughter, Pella, has returned to Westish College after a failed marriage. These characters have close ties to each other and the team, and they become very involved in Henry's growing crisis. Chad Harbach says that when he began writing the book, he was interested in this kind of mental crisis, which has affected some professional baseball players. He says, most people have periods where they question their own skills or are filled with fear, but experience this privately. For baseball players, he says, this mental crisis is very public and difficult for others to watch. He wanted to explore this idea in his book. He also chose baseball as a subject for his book because it is unlike any other sport.
Baseball is unique in the way in which it's both a team sport and a profoundly individual sport.
Mr. Harbach grew up in a culture of sports, so the realities of being on a team were familiar to him.
I grew up in Wisconsin in a place where really sports are king, you know, and if you're a young man growing up in a place like that, you most likely devote an enormous amount of your time and attention to playing sports.
Mr. Harbach says a book he read after college had a big influence on him. The book was Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace.
Although in some sense I had always kind of wanted to be a writer, there was a way that that book made me realize that it was still possible to do that.
Chad Harbach says that in school, literary studies often involved books from the distant past. But reading Infinite Jest made him realize that it is possible to recognize the past while also writing something very fresh and modern.
Our question this week comes from Shandong in China. Guo Chengyu wants to know about movie maker Steven Spielberg. It would be hard to argue that there is anyone more powerful in Hollywood today than Steven Spielberg. Since his first major success, Jaws, in 1975, he has directed one hit movie after another. These include the wildly popular series Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, and Men in Black. Those films are fun and lighthearted, but Steven Spielberg has also made serious films that were well received by critics and movie audiences alike. The 1996 movie Saving Private Ryan is a good example. It was an American war movie in the traditional sense, but the director's close attention to detail and historical facts also increased public interest in America's efforts during World War II. The 1993 film Schindler's List also took place during World War II. It told the powerful story of a German businessman who worked to save Jews from Nazi Germany. Steven Spielberg was born in the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1946. His mother owned a restaurant and was also a musician. His father was an electrical engineer. Steven started making movies while he was growing up. He has said he required his family and friends to pay 25 cents to see his films when they were completed. Steven Spielberg told a reporter that this experience led him to produce the film Super 8, which came out in June. It tells about a group of teenagers who join together to make a movie and uncover a mystery in the process. Later this year, many theaters will be showing The Adventures of Tintin, which he directed. And the third Men in Black film is set to be released next year. Pistol Annies is a new three-woman country music group. Its first album, Hell on Heels, entered Billboard magazine's country albums chart at number one. The fact that one Pistol Annies member is already hugely successful might be partly responsible. Shirley Griffith tells us more.
Country music star Miranda Lambert would seem to be busy enough with her career. But she recently formed a new band with singer-songwriters Angelina Presley and Ashley Monroe. The Pistol Annies recorded their just-released album, Hell on Heels, in less than 6 months. The women write hard, edgy songs, but the mix of their voices creates an almost holy beauty. A good example is the song Housewife's Prayer.
I've been thinking about setting my house on fire. Can't see a way out of the mess I'm in, and the bills keep getting
Crystal Annies do not seem to agree about how they came together as a music group. Miranda Lambert said, "It was respect for each other's skills." Angelina Presley said, "It was honest music." But Ashley Monroe jokingly told a reporter, "It was alcohol that brought the musicians together." The Pistol Annie song, "Taken Pills," humorously says it all.
She's on the high dose of Prozac a woman can take. She likes to pop her pain pills with every little ache. She's got a Tennessee mountain point of view. If you're gonna have one, might as well have two. Raised up right in the hills of Kentucky. Although she ain't gonna smile till she lights up her lucky. No filter on her mouth or her cigarettes. Baby, what you're looking at is what you get. We owe $400 to the boys in the band. Gas lights blinking on a broke down van. Living on truck stop burgers and fries. Crossing our fingers for a vacancy sign. Well, who in the hell's gonna pay these bills? One's drinking, one's smoking, one's taking pills.
All three of the Annies are true country. Miranda Lambert grew up in Texas. Angelina Presley is from the mountains of Kentucky. And Ashley Monroe was raised in Tennessee. She has lived in Nashville, the country music capital, since she was 13. We leave you with the Pistol Annies performing music from their first album.
I'm hill on hill, say what you will. I done made the devil a deal. He made me pretty, he made me smart. And I'm gonna break me a million hearts. I'm hill on hills, baby, I'm coming for you. This diamond ring on my hand's the only good thing that came from that. One name Joe and a big piece of land down in Mexico. I'm hell on his, baby, I'm coming for you. I got a pink guitar, Lincoln Town car from...
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Katie Weaver and Dana Demange, who was also our producer. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com or click on the Contact Us link at voaspecialenglish.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Done made the devil love.